You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The primary is less than 2 weeks away, and this year, voters in Placer County will see some changes. For the first time ever, the county will be following the election model that was laid out in California's Voter Choice Act, which was enacted in 2016. The act, which counties can actually choose to opt in, was designed to make voting more convenient and accessible for both in-person and those who cast their ballots by mail. But adopting this new model also means new changes for the county as well, at a time when many places around the country and in the state are experiencing shortages in poll workers and increasing concerns about safety and security. Joining us now is Ryan Ronco, the Placer County Registrar of Voters, to talk more about how the office is adapting to the voters' choice model and preparing for the upcoming primary. Good afternoon, Ryan.
Good afternoon, Vicky.
So this year, 2024, is a big election year. It also comes, obviously, with some changes for Placer County voters. For those who need a refresher on the Voters' Choice Act model, what is it and what can voters in Placer County experience?
Well, the Voters' Choice Act is an opt-in program, and Placer is opting in this year, where instead of having assigned polling places, a county can now have regional vote centers. They are open many more days than a traditional polling place. So some will open this Saturday in Placer and around our region. And then the remainder of the vote centers will open up the following Saturday. And here in Placer, we have 29 vote centers. 7 will open this Saturday. And then the rest, 22 more, will open the following Saturday. And it's the same as a traditional polling place, except for they're open for more days. And now there are some new laws that we can take advantage of that will allow for more choices for people when they want to actually enter a vote center.
So essentially providing greater flexibility and convenience for voters.
That's correct. When we test drove vote centers, many counties did back in November of 2020. When we were in the midst of the pandemic and we had a lot of locations that didn't want us in their site for health concerns. And then, of course, we didn't have very many volunteers then either. And at that time, we in Placer County didn't have any voters complaining about the distance that they might have to drive, which was maybe a little bit greater in some instances. But because of the flexibility in vote centers, where a voter can go to any vote center in the county and cast a ballot, not just to their assigned polling place, I think that that flexibility allowed for voters to be able to make choices that they otherwise couldn't make.
Mm. There are counties in our area that have already opted into the Voters' Choice Act, Sacramento and Yolo counties, for example. They've adopted it in prior years. What led to Placer County deciding to opt in and go with the VCA model right now?
Yeah, actually, Placer County was surrounded by counties that were VCA, not just Sacramento, but also El Dorado and Nevada. But our decision to jump into VCA really was a staffing problem. We were concerned, looking toward what our needs are in Placer County for volunteers in a traditional polling place model. We had about 250 polling place locations, and we needed about 1,500 volunteers. And each year, as we were preparing for elections, it became harder and harder to find people willing to set aside that day to volunteer. So we saw that as a critical point of failure. If we go to VCA, we have 29 centers, and we need about 500 to 600 volunteers. And so really, it was just making sure that we could be able to adequately staff the polling places, the vote centers, for the crush of people in Placer County that are going to want to vote in person.
Oh, so the need of volunteers goes down by roughly a third, which is a huge difference and a good one for a county like yours. Given that you were surrounded by Voters' Choice Act counties like El Dorado County, Nevada County, Sacramento County, did you communicate with the registrars in those counties, maybe some lessons learned that you could apply to Placer County?
Absolutely. We are blessed with great communication with all of our surrounding counties and also with counties outside of our region as well. So we worked with them. We worked with the Secretary of State's office to employ those lessons learned. And hopefully avoid some of the mistakes that counties may have made early on in VCA, and then also trying to implement some of the new changes that have come along since VCA was adopted back in 2016. One big one, of course, being Assembly Bill 626.
And what did that allow?
Well, that new law allows for vote-by-mail voters, people that want to use that vote-by-mail ballot option, to now be able to access a vote center if the county allows it and has the capacity for it, to be able to vote that vote-by-mail ballot at the vote center. So instead of filling out the vote-by-mail ballot and signing the envelope and dropping that off at a polling place on election day, and most voters don't understand that those ballots are traditionally not counted on election day. They're counted in the days and weeks after the election. Now, vote-by-mail voters here in Placer County and in other counties are going to be able to check in at the vote center, make sure that their ballot hasn't been cast somewhere else in the state, and assuming that they haven't voted already, they'll be able to open that envelope and watch that ballot be scanned right in front of them. In a county like Placer, where we have a lot of voters that enjoy that in-person voting experience, but also enjoy the convenience of marking their ballot at home, this is kind of having the best of both worlds. We're going to be able to ensure that those voters are able to see their ballots being counted in front of them, but also not have them be involved in having to get a ballot at the polling place on election day, marking it in the voting booth, and then turning it into that scanner.
And you have let voters in Placer County know, if you go to the county elections website, I mean, on your homepage, it says, "We are now a Voters' Choice Act county. Here's what you need to know." When you do get emails and calls from people in your community, what are the biggest questions you're getting from voters in Placer County?
Well, I would say that one big question is, how can you secure voting when you have 11 days of voting now, or 4 days of voting in some of our vote centers? And so we invite those individuals that have those types of questions into our office so they can see our chain of custody procedures. They can see the logs that we have to be able to ensure that there is still integrity and transparency in this process. And then, of course, we do have people that are seeing the message for the first time as they open up that voter information guide or their vote by mail packet. And they remember that they had to be go to an assigned polling place, and they're confused that they don't have an assigned polling place. And so we have a phone bank of individuals that are taking those calls and explaining to people that they can go during work hours to maybe a polling place that's not close to their home, but close to their work, and be able to cast their ballot that way if they would choose to.
And to answer those questions, you need election aides. I mean, how is staffing looking like at Placer County? Does your office still need people to serve at vote centers during the primary?
You know, we do. While we have reduced our number of election aides that we need, it's always important for us to be able to have backups ready to be able to be placed in case elections aide calls and says, I'm sick, or something's come up, or whatever, right? So we are always looking for people to fill in as backups. And we still have a critical need in our Tahoe and our Alta vote centers. We don't have the number of volunteers there that we would like to see. We have the bare minimum, and we want more than the bare minimum. So we're still actively recruiting people to be able to serve in some of our vote centers.
Yeah, Placer County is a big county. It is diverse in landscape, goes way up in elevation, as you just illustrated by mentioning Tahoe. When it comes to people who speak a different language, how is Placer County working to increase language accessibility?
Excellent question. You know, when we moved into the Voters' Choice Act, that meant that we did need to make some efforts to reach out to some languages that the Secretary of State's office have deemed to be languages that we need to provide assistance in Placer County. And we have four languages in addition to English. There's Spanish, there's Punjabi, there's Korean, and there's Tagalog that we need to have voters that are assisting people that come to vote available to speak in those languages at some of our vote centers. And so we are recruiting for other languages, and we do have videos and materials available for those who speak those languages. If they want to serve, they can go to our website, they can see what we need, and we'd be happy to be able to place them at a vote center as well.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking with Ryan Ronco, Placer County's Registrar of Voters, about the county's recent adoption of the Voters' Choice Act and how the county is gearing up for the upcoming primary election. Now, when it comes to voter turnout, and I'm sure you are well aware, 2020 was, of course, during the pandemic, it was also an all-time record in California, roughly 80% voter turnout statewide. In Placer County, voter turnout for the general election was 88%. Given it's another presidential election year, do you have any anticipation or any estimate as to how voter turnout can be this year in 2024?
Yeah, we always plan for 100% turnout. And of course, that is a lofty goal. But for presidential primary elections, Placer County is closer to a 50 to 60% turnout. So for the March 5th primary, we're on pace for that type of turnout, where we've already had over 22,000 ballots returned to us in Placer County. It's about an 8% turnout. By the end of the week, we'll be over 10% turnout, assuming that the models are correct. We're on pace to see somewhere between 50 and 60% turnout. But the primary election is driven mostly by top of the ticket races. And here in California, the top of the ticket races are starting to look decided already, if you're looking at the presidential elections in a national scale. So that could mean that turnout won't get up to our traditional highs of just over 60. But definitely in November, everything is geared toward a very high turnout again. I think that 88% turnout that we saw in Placer could be met and exceeded by this November's election turnout. We're expecting that people are going to want to have their voices be heard in not just that presidential election, but also in counties around the state, local races like school board races and fire district races, and maybe even some city races as well. So we expect the turnout's going to be very, very high in Placer and in the surrounding area in November.
We've had conversations with registrars from other counties in previous elections, just talking about poll workers in recent years have faced increased harassment or threats for doing their jobs. And this is something that has taken place not only in California, but also across the country, which can make that some people understandably concerned or nervous. What do you say to people who are volunteering and want to help?
Yeah, Vicki, it's true that many counties are seeing that type of activity. In Placer, we've been, I think, fortunate. We haven't had any reports of our poll workers being harassed in that way. Certainly, our office has not. I do believe that here in Placer, we do have a lot of people that are concerned about election integrity. But they come in and they get their questions answered. And sometimes they don't walk away with the full answer that they want to hear, but at least they know that they can be heard here. When it comes to talking to our election aides and making sure that they feel that they are safe, they know that we have a process here. They hear in training. It's reminded to them throughout our contacts as we work towards Election Day to be mindful, be aware, to let us know if they see something that's untoward. And then, of course, we have an emergency action plan with our local sheriffs, our local police, so that if we do have problems, we can deploy quickly. And our poll workers know about that as well. So there's plans upon plans to make sure that we have not just a transparent election and an accurate election, but we have a safe election as well.
Finally, if you're a hopeful voter, maybe you haven't registered yet, the deadline to register to vote for the primary was actually yesterday, but there are some important deadlines and dates that people can keep in mind, if you wouldn't mind laying them out, since there's just a lot of information out there.
You bet. Yes, there still technically is a deadline in registering in California, and we did pass that yesterday. But that deadline is primarily for voters to be able to receive materials by mail. If people missed that deadline, then they can still go into a vote center, a polling place, or into an elections office and be able to register then at that location and vote. It's important for voters to know that when they take advantage of what we call conditional voter registration, which is this period from today through Election Day, they need to be prepared to not just register, but also vote at that moment. And their ballot is set aside in a special envelope so that we can confirm that voter's eligibility before the ballot is counted. We have to make sure that that person hasn't voted anywhere else in the state before the ballot is, before the envelope is opened and the ballot is counted. So there are opportunities for people, even if they have not yet registered, to be able to participate, but you need to do your homework. You need to be able to plan ahead, research your candidates, make sure you know how you want to vote before you enter that office, that vote center, that polling place.
Ryan, thank you so much for the time. I know it is a busy time for you right now.
You bet, Vicki. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to talk to you today.
Ryan Ronco is the Registrar of Voters in Placer County, updating us on how the county is gearing up for the upcoming primary on March 5th. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.